Good morning, and welcome to the Cloud Foundry Morning Edition, episode 17.
Good morning, and welcome to Cloud Foundry Morning Edition. I'm Stormy Peters, VP of Developer Relations at the Cloud Foundry Foundation. And in spite of the dark coloring in the background, it is actually morning in Colorado. It's just snowing on April 29th. So hopefully this finds you warm and dry somewhere around the world. So once again, and I start out every episode like this, there is a lot to talk about. And the big thing we're all looking forward to is the Cloud Foundry Summit, which is happening May 22nd to May 26th. You may notice those aren't the official dates. The official dates are like May 23rd to May 25th. But the event is actually starting with an unconference on Sunday, May 22nd. So I recommend going and participating in that. It's a great chance to meet the community. The Monday morning, there's some training. There's three classes you can sign up for, from like beginners to all the way to Bosch. And then there's like 2.5 days of awesome content for the summit and all the things that come with the conference. And then on Thursday, by demand from the community, there is a Bosch day. Paula Kennedy is running that. Stay for Thursday and learn lots more about Bosch and meet the Bosch community. And if you haven't signed up yet, you should go do so now. There's a discount code for meetups and for Cloud Foundry contributors. So reach out to your local meetup, find out what your discount code is, and sign up now. There's also still some rooms left at the, I think it's the Hyatt, the hotel that's right there at the conference center. But those are going fast. So get signed up, get your travel booked. I also wanted to tell you, since many of you are in the community, we're trying something new this year at Summit. We're going to have an ambassador program. And ambassadors are going to be people in the community that really want to help welcome new people. Because sometimes it's, you know, you might go to this conference to learn about Cloud Foundry, and when you get there, you don't know anyone, and, you know, you really had a question about Bosch, and you don't know what Dimitri looks like, you don't know what the community people working on their project look like. So we're going to have ambassadors that are volunteering. So if you'd like to volunteer to be ambassador, please reach out to me. But they are volunteering to work throughout the event and just be identifiable by a special lanyard or badge and to be available to answer questions or point people in the right direction. So hopefully this is one way we can help grow our community and make sure it's welcoming to new people. So if you're going to the summit for the first time, know that there'll be ambassadors that will help you. And if you are a member of the community and want to help connect people and welcome people, reach out to me and you too can be an ambassador. Let's see, what else has happened? So you know that there's a monthly Cloud Foundry Advisory Board meeting. They call it CAB for short. This month's meeting happened on April 14th. And a huge thank you to Altoros, in particular Roger Strutka-Hoff from Altoros, for taking the notes. If you go to their blog, they even put like pictures of the project lead there so you can see who they are. And at the end of every section with every update, there's actually a link to the GitHub repo for that project. So not only is it an awesome meeting, a great chance to ask your questions, to get to know your project leads, to get to know the community, but if you have to miss it or if you didn't understand something, there's really awesome notes on the Altoros blog that you can check out. So highly recommend that. Just to give some highlights, because you can go read all the notes in the Altoros blog. Like there was a Bosch update. They're really excited about the Bosch day that's coming up in May after the summit, last day of the summit. But they talked about things like users no longer need to specify things like static IPs and load balancers and networks. That's all done now, all automated in Bosch. They're continuing the move from Jenkins to Concord. So they just gave a lot of updates on what they're doing. The LoggerGator project talked about how they're planning to deprecate Collector and the legacy traffic controller endpoints. So if that matters to you or you have opinions on that, you can join in that conversation. The Cloud Foundry CLI, which is actually led from Dees from Fujitsu, they launched multi-language, a reference guide for multi-language command line support. They also enable the Diego enabler plugin. They increased in performance on Metron by like double, which is pretty awesome. And they're close to releasing a new release that has a whole bunch of new features in it, including TCP routes, app instant quotas, and a bunch of other things that people from the community have asked for. So if you ask for something, go check out and see if it's in the release. If you're looking for a new feature, look there. If you have something you want in the future, let them know. Then we talked about, so all the projects give updates. Another one they give an update is Diego. That's led by Eric Malm from Pivotal. He's the project lead. And they talked about how they added like the MySQL database support to the BBS component. One of the other groups is looking for early Bosch Windows testers. So if you want to use Bosch with Windows and you are willing to help them beta test, that would be really awesome. So there's a whole bunch, it's several pages long of updates. The meeting is an hour long. If you're interested in keeping up with the latest in Cloud Foundry technical news, I definitely recommend following that meeting, the CAB. Other things that have been happening in the Cloud Foundry space, we announced a fellowship program. So our first fellow is Abby Kearns from Pivotal, is joining the Cloud Foundry Foundation for a year. I think it's for a year. And she's going to be helping us with a lot of our industry relations. She's going to be setting up all the SIGs, the special interest groups that make sure that companies that join Cloud Foundry that don't have big teams of software developers, like maybe they're a financial company or maybe they're an automotive company, but they also have requirements and things they'd like to see in our open source Cloud Foundry project. And so the SIGs are a way for them to get together, to agree as a industry what their requirements are, to talk to others who are trying to use Cloud Foundry and learn from them. And then we can take those requirements back to the projects and make sure their needs are met. Because all of us working on Cloud Foundry want to make sure that it solves the needs for all companies, all industries, everywhere, so that everyone can develop apps and deploy them across multi-cloud, a multi-cloud environment efficiently and effectively. We're all here because at some level we found some frustration with that process and we're making it better. So that was a long, random explanation to explain that we now have fellows and Abby's our first one. So please welcome Abby. And if you are interested in doing something similar, please come talk to us. It'd be through your company and the Cloud Foundry Foundation. Speaking of member companies, Swisscom announced SwissRE, which I might not be saying that right, as a customer. So there is a feature in our blog as well as, the traditional press releases from their blogs, but huge customer now using Cloud Foundry. So another story that we can tell people in the industry to help explain how this is beneficial and how they can move and give them people to talk to if they have, want to talk to someone else who's done similar things. Other big news is, it was just earlier this week was the OpenStack Summit. And it got a lot of, so we had a Cloud Foundry booth at the OpenStack Summit. Really awesome. We got a lot of traffic. There was a lot of analysts and press meetings. If you want to see a flavor for what it's like, Chip Childers and Abby Kearns are on the NewStack podcast. So you can go listen to that. I'll put a link in there. And we talked to a number of other analysts and news companies. And I wanted to say a huge thank you to all the volunteers from our member companies who helped out at the booth. Just to give you an idea quickly, Jason from GE, Ronald from SUSE, Ed and Carl from IBM, Kevin from Hazelcast, Kote from Pivotal, Raul from TIBCO, Daniel from VMware, Ivan from Iron.io. All of these people came and helped out at the Cloud Foundry booth and helped to all the OpenStack folks about the Cloud Foundry multi-cloud story, and it was really awesome. So thank you all very much. We couldn't have done it without you. If you're interested in going to conferences and representing Cloud Foundry, OSCON's coming up in two, three weeks, and we need people to help at the booth there. So let me know if you'd like to help do that. In the CAB call, and I think in the last Cloud Foundry Morning Edition, I talked about how we're doing expert certification. So Tim Harris is working on that. And what we're doing is creating the traditional certifications you think about when someone takes a class and they study and they take an exam and then they get a label that says you are a Cloud Foundry certified developer, you are a Cloud Foundry certified operator. We're working on that. And we really need people from the community contributors to help us out. The next step is actually called item writing, which actually just means you write the questions. So we already know what we want to have covered in the questions, and now we just need people to write the questions. And you're thinking, how hard is it to write a question? Don't you know grammar? Some of the questions actually require figuring out how you would test that in an environment. It might actually require creating a little sample app that they're going to have to modify. So writing questions actually might mean writing code as well as the questions. So if you'd like to help out with that, we're looking for volunteers. The first group is actually kicking off later today with a workshop. And then I wanted to let you know about a series of blog posts that I'm writing, and I thought I'd just give you a little preview of the first one. I want to write a series of blog posts that explain the Cloud Foundry culture, because I think we have a really unique culture, both from a corporate perspective and from an open source perspective. So Cloud Foundry is bringing the best of both worlds and creating a new way of working and a new culture. And so I want to start telling people about that through blog posts. So if you're interested in helping me with that, you want to be interviewed, you have a great quote for me, you want to write one of the posts, that would be great. But the first one that's coming out is about how Cloud, just like the summary about how Cloud Foundry works. So I talk about how, like, if you want to be a Cloud Foundry contributor, first you have to take an exam and you have to pass the exam. And then you go work in a dojo and you spend 6 weeks physically in a dojo pair programming with someone who's more experienced than you. Talk a little bit about how these dojos are sponsored by our member companies and exist in our members' companies' work locations. So we have like a San Francisco one in the Pivotal office. We have a Raleigh one in the IBM office. We have an EMC one in the Cambridge office. So they're all around the world in our member companies' offices. And then I talk about how if you pass the exam and you go spend your 6 weeks in your dojo, kind of what you commit to is spending a year working on Cloud Foundry afterwards, that one-year commitment. Both the test, the dojo, and the one-year commitment are a high barrier to entry, but it's a really clear process. You get a lot out of it, and then the project gets at least a year of your time, hopefully much more if you love it. I mean, that's really unique in this world. And then the other world of open source. And the world of corporations too, don't usually work that way. And I talk about a little bit about pair programming. I'm really curious to hear more stories from people who actually spend their whole day pairing, if they'd like to be quoted or like to write about it. I think, especially in the open source world, that's really unique. And I know we've experimented a little bit with remote pairing, and I'm curious because that's probably unique in the pair programming world. So I think that's something we bring to the table. I talk about the monthly cab calls, which I already talked to all of you about. That there's project leads, that the roadmap's in the backlog. We talk about how you do voting by representation of people contributing. So companies have votes, but they have votes based on how many people they have working on the project. A little bit about the technical advisory board, the TAB. So I just want to start telling our story. And I'd love for many people to help start telling our story even more than they already are. So if you'd like to help with that, or if you already have a blog post that we could help promote or link to help tell the story, that would be awesome. So there was a lot going on. I just covered a lot of stuff. I want to leave you with a reminder about the Cloud Foundry Summit happening May 22nd to May 26th. Go register now. Go book your hotel room. Get ready to have a good time. Get lots of rest before you get there, because you know you'll have lots of conversations all day long that will extend into the evening, and it'll be a super exhausting but super fun week where we'll all learn lots. So I hope to see you in Santa Clara in May.
Thanks for listening to the Cloud Foundry Morning Edition, Episode 17. My name is Stormy Peters, and I hope to see you all at the Cloud Foundry Summit in Santa Clara, May 22nd to 26th. See you there.